verses 1 to 3. If you're there, say amen. Hallelujah. So please rise to read the word of God. And after that, we will read just one verse from the book of Proverbs. Psalm 23, verses 1 to 3. One to go. Blessed is the man. Sorry. One to go. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Now let's go to Proverbs 19 and verse 21. Proverbs 19 and verse 21. If you're there, say amen. Read. There are many devices. Another translation says, there are many plans in the hearts of man, but nevertheless, it is the counsel or the purpose of God that will prevail. Hallelujah. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. I titled today's message, For His Name's Sake. Let somebody say it again. For His Name's Sake. One more time. For His Name's Sake. One more time. For His Name's Sake. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for the gift of your word. We thank you, Lord, for your name that is upon our lives. We thank you for your name that marks us and sets us apart. We thank you for the name that has been exalted above every name. For it is written that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue should confess. Both in earth, under the earth, and in the heavens, to the glory of God the Father. So Lord, we thank you for your name. For your name is not like any other name. Thank you, Lord. Father, as we go into your word, let your word get into us today. And let it do that which your word and only your word can do in our lives. Transforming us, renewing our minds, correcting our goals, and healing our wounds, and making us whole. That your name and your name only might be glorified through our lives. Blessed be your name forevermore. Thank you, Holy Spirit, because your presence is mighty and is here. In Jesus' mighty name, we give thanks. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. For his name's sake. Hallelujah. The greatest tragedy in life to many of us, we would really want to believe that it is death. Because death in itself has an aroma of finality. That this is completely the end. Nothing else can happen again. Amen. But I've come to let you know today that the most tragic thing in life or in a man's life is not even death in itself. It is living a life that is purposeless. It is living and not knowing why you are alive. There is a prayer that I pray. I said, Lord, let me live before I die. Now, some of you may hear that and say, what is she talking about? What kind of a prayer is that? You are already living. What do you mean by saying that let me live before I die? Because life is about purpose. It's not about existence. Can I hear an amen? There is more to life than you existing. To exist means you sleep, you wake up, like you woke up this morning, like you dressed up, and you came to church this morning. That is due to your existence. Amen. But to actually be alive and living, it is because you Know that you are here for a reason. And you know why you are here. The most miserable human being on earth is one that does not or is not in a position nor pursue the five most important questions in life. And you want to ask me this question. What are these most important questions every human being should ask himself or herself? Number one question is, who am I? If you do not know who you are, then any situation or circumstance that you are faced with in life will define for you who you are. The devil will seek to give you a definition of who you are. Hello? Your environment will seek to define who you are. Your geographical location, your family are all competing and contending to be the one to define who you are. Who I am refers to my identity. Let somebody say identity. My identity. Identity is crucial, and I want you to listen and listen good this morning. That the most important question that you need to find answer to in your life is who you are. You need to know your identity. Your identity is not the work that you do. When people meet you and they ask you, who are you? You say, oh, I'm a doctor. Wrong answer. Hallelujah. Who are you? I'm a teacher. Wrong answer. Who are you? I'm a banker. Wrong answer. What you do is not what defines you. Who you are is defined by whose you are. I wish I had somebody that would catch that. It talks about identity. I am not identified by the mic that I'm holding in my mouth, in my hand. That's not my identity. Because I'm standing on this pulpit preaching is not really my identity. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So my identity is not defined by my qualifications. It is not defined by my profession. It is not defined by my vocation. Hello? My identity is defined by who created me. Tell your neighbor, she's going somewhere with this. Hallelujah. Brother Bamba, bring me a chair up here and bring me that box that is in the paper bag. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, we have come to school today. Please put it where everybody can see it. Well, if I can have something higher than that. Okay? Yes, that's fine. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Who am I refers to my identity. And my identity is defined by my Creator. Glory be to Jesus. We are going somewhere. Second question. Where am I from? Where did I come from? Where are you from? Some will say, I'm from Itoike. I'm from Ikotekpene. Hello? I'm from Delta, South. I'm from the West. Hello, I'm from the North. I'm from Jigawa. That is just geography. That is just a place where you landed. It is not where you are from. Glory be to Jesus. If God is your identity and is the one that is your creator, then you are not of this world. You are in the world, but you are not of this world. So don't you make the mistake and think that I am from Ondo State. That's not where I came. My address is actually the kingdom of God. Glory be to Jesus. You do well to know where you are from. Because knowing where you are from will prevent you from living an aimless life. Knowing where you're from would help you to live before you die. Hallelujah. Lord, let me live before I die. Number three, why am I here? Has it ever crossed your mind to ask yourself, why am I here? Why am I here on planet Earth? Why did I come here? There has to be a reason why you are here. Praise the Lord. In Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 5, God said of Jeremiah, he said, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. God knew you. There is not one person out of over 7 billion souls that are in this world that does not have a reason for being here. Not one. There is no one. As you are hearing my voice today, you are not here by mistake. You did not land on this planet by mistake. I thought I would get a good amen for that. Now, knowing that you are not a mistake would help you to live before you die. Because you would want to find the answer to the question. You will pursue every knowledge, every information that will deliver to you the reason for your existence, the why of your creation. God said to Jeremiah, and he's saying to you, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. In other words, my parents were conduits in the hands of God. They were channels and pipes through which God brought me here. It was not even their own intention. You know, many a times people look at husband and wife and they say, we want to have children. Hello, somebody. We want to have kids. When we get married, we want to have kids. As if it is in your plan. Oh no, it was in God's plan. The reason why you desire to have children is because there is somebody who is necessary for God here that he wants to bring here. And he needs a conduit to bring it here. Praise the Lord. That's why you are not a mistake. Regardless of how you came into this world, whether your father loved your mother, whether your mother cared about, whether you don't know whether you have a father, whether you have never met your father, whether he cares about you or not, whether he provides for you or not, God brought you here anyway. Because there is something valuable that God wants to do through your life. God's plan for you existed before you existed. Can I hear an amen? Amen? If there was not something that is necessary for God to accomplish, you will not be here. I thought some people really truly would be rejoicing here. Honestly, because this is a liberating truth for you. To know that you didn't bring yourself into this world.
And if you did not bring yourself here, then it is not your responsibility to take care of yourself. I'm going somewhere with this. It is not my responsibility to feed myself. It is not my responsibility to provide for myself. It's not my responsibility to heal myself. Glory be to Jesus. God brought you here. And how many of you know that when God plans a thing, the success is inevitable, because God is not a failure. So God will not plan for anything that he wants to do to fail. It has to succeed. In other words, whatsoever that God has created, whatsoever that God has brought into this world, he brought that thing into this world knowing fully well that it has to succeed. It must succeed. Glory be to Jesus. It just cannot fail, because to fail is to soil his reputation. Oh, glory be to Jesus. Ah. To fail is to taint God's own name. So, beloved, you and I are here for his name's sake. Hallelujah. We are here for his name's sake. Let's read the Bible. Maybe you are not convinced. Open your Bible to Isaiah 48. Isaiah 48, quickly. I've got a lot to share with you today. So let's move on quickly. Isaiah 48, verse 9 to 11. Brother Bambo, open to that. Pastor Yemi, you open to Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 9. We'll read from verse 9. Sister Tutu, please open your own Bible to Psalm 106 and verse 2. Brother Bamba, are you there? Please read.
For my name's sake,
yes.
Will I defy my anger?
For my name's sake, will I do what? I will defy my anger for my name's sake. Glory be to Jesus. So when you do something sometimes and you say, ah, God, I have messed up, and God say, I forgive you, it is for his name's sake. Oh, Father, maybe they will catch that on the internet. I'm not sure they caught it here. Oh, glory, glory. Go on. For my own praise, because of my own name, because of my reputation, that's why I can't cut you off. Glory be to Jesus. That's why you messed up, he picked you up. Seven times the righteous will fall, but seven times they will get up again, because his name is at stake. Glory be to Jesus. Woo! Go on. Yes. For my own sake. That's why I chose you. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. I'm dancing. Glory be to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I am dancing. No matter the hot soup that I enter, God will bring me out of it. He needs to protect his own name. He needs to defend his reputation. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's read Ezekiel 20.
Verse 9.
Yes.
But I wrote for my name's sake that it should not be polluted before the heathen.
Yes. So my name should not be polluted among the heathen, among those who do not know me. How can I show off among those who do not know me? How can they come to know me?
If I allow you to continue to suffer, to wallow in poverty, to for sickness to get you down, and for the devil to beat you up, how does that hold my reputation? My goodness, this God, you are too sweet. Oh, hallelujah. Go on.
Among whom they were, in whose sight I made myself known unto them, in bringing them forth out of the land of Egypt.
Hallelujah. He delivered you. You are born again. He said, I cannot bring forth for trouble. My name is at stake. Go on.
But then, wherefore I caused them to go forth out of the land of Egypt.
Uh-huh.
And brought them into the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave them my statutes and showed them my judgment.
Yes, so.
If a man do, he shall even live in them.
Which a man do. That is, follow my statutes and my instruction. What will happen to him? He will. He shall live in them. Go on.
Moreover, also, yes. I gave them my Sabbath to be a sign between me and them.
Yes.
That they might know that I am the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's stop there. Let's just stop there. He said, I'm doing all this for my name's sake. Praise the Lord. Ah, Lord, after all that I have done, I'm always in church. I'm serving in church. I'm an usher. I'm a prayer warrior. I'm the technical, the head of the technical. Hello. I'm the head of the technical. I've been there doing it, faithful, doing all these things. God said, shut up your mouth. The reason why I'll save you is not because you are a tighter. The reason why I would deliver you is not because you are a worker in church. I deliver you for my own reputation's sake. Glory be to Jesus. It is for my sake that I will bring the blessing to pass. It is for my name's sake that I will fulfill my promise to you. It is for my own sake that I will prosper you. Praise the Lord. It's for my name's sake. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Are you getting something out of this? So whatever situation you are in now, either you found yourself in it or you put yourself there. Because there are certain things that you do, you are the one that put yourself in that situation. And I'll tell you why, and I'll tell you how you put yourself in that situation. God has planned success for you in life. Do you believe that?
Yes.
He has planned success. His projects can never fail. In actual fact, you and I are God's product. He is the manufacturer of the product. There is no manufacturer who manufactures his product to fail. Mercedes-Benz do not manufacture Mercedes-Benz cars so that they will not be successful in the purpose for which they've been manufactured. They expect their product to work excellently, to serve anyone that will use it perfectly. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
So is also God. And everything that whatever God has created, whatsoever it will need to succeed, is inbuilt. Tell your neighbor, we're in school today. What is this? Can you see this? This is a pressing iron. Glory be to Jesus. I'm glad you know. Which picture is showing here? What's the picture of it? Praise the Lord. Now, the name of the manufacturer is written on it. What's the name of the manufacturer? Black and Decker. Hallelujah. They needed to put their name on their products. Why? To identify and set their product apart. Hallelujah. So when you gave your life to Christ, God set you apart, putting his name on your name. And that's why he needs to defend his name in your life. He needs to defend his reputation in your life. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Every manufacturer wants his product to succeed. Amen. And that is why when I bought this iron, they gave me a paper inside. The paper is inside. Glory be to Jesus. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26. God said, let us make man in our what? In our image. The most important thing that God wants to do in your life is to protect his image. That's the most important thing. That is the most important thing to the manufacturer. His image. Hello, somebody. When you buy a product and it is not functioning well, if you read the manual, the problem with a lot of us is we buy appliances, equipment, we don't even bother to read the manual. Hello, somebody. And we just think, I know how it is supposed to operate. So by our own human intelligence and calculation sometimes, we want to work the things out and we want it to work perfectly. Not reading the manual. How many of you own irons in your home that you brought brand new? I'm not talking about tokes. Because most tokes will not come with manual. Hallelujah. How many of you really truly will say, the phone, the iPad that you are using, the manual that came with it, you read it from page one to the end? Raise up your hand. That's what I thought. We don't read it. Hello? We don't know what is there. We don't know what the manufacturer says we should do. But in the manual, the image is the first thing that you see. In the manual, the next thing that you see is what it promises you. What he promises to deliver to you. Hallelujah. The next thing you will see is what not to do in order to allow it to work functionally. Praise the Lord. And in case there are defects in it, the company says, we will recall, we will repair, we will restore, we guarantee that. Glory be to Jesus. That's why I know no matter how broken my life is, God is a restorer. Because he's my manufacturer. He will repair, he will restore, he will revive. Glory be to Jesus. And he guarantees it with the blood of his son. Thank you, Jesus. That's what happens. Why? For his name's sake. Why does God want to heal you? For his sake. Why would God provide for you? For his sake. Why would God deliver you? It's for his name's sake. For the image of the manufacturer. He doesn't want his image to be tarnished. Why? Because if he does not repair, nobody will buy his product anymore. Nobody will believe in his product anymore. I don't know what you have been believing God for. It's going to come to pass. Amen. For his name's sake. For his name's sake. I say to you, I declare to you boldly in the Lord this morning, that for the name of the Lord's sake, what you believe God for, the promises that he promised you, it shall come to pass. In the name of Jesus. God is not a man that he should lie. Amen. The reason we don't even know what the manual says. Anytime you don't read the manual, you don't know what the manufacturer says about his product. The product will malfunction. Hello? With this iron, if I did not know the kind of wattage that is required to cause it to deliver and to fulfill its purpose, what happened? the element of it will blow. And then you will not be able to serve me properly. That's why many of us are wondering. I am broke. I'm sick. I'm busted. I'm disgusted. And we're complaining. And we're murmuring about what God has done, what God did not do, how this person is doing this to me, how that one is doing that one. You did not read the manual. And that's why you are malfunctioning. That is why you will not forgive those who hurt you. That's why you cannot love. I keep telling people, I said, look, particularly for married couples, you know, it's so funny. Just like Mrs. Idowu was saying, a lot of people have faith for so many things. You start a business, you want your business to succeed. And you are willing to have faith for it. You are willing to go to anywhere, no matter the mountain all over Nigeria and even outside Nigeria, to ensure that your business succeeds. Can I hear an amen here?
Amen.
But when it comes to the problem you're having in your marriage, how many days fasting have you given? Something is malfunctioning. Yes. Hello? How many days of fasting would you say, and say, no matter what is plaguing me, no matter what is plaguing my marriage, no matter what is plaguing my spouse, I will not rest until we are delivered from it? A lot of people will not. They don't have the patience, they don't have the endurance for that, but for their business, they will have it. Praise the Lord. I keep telling people, I say, when your children misbehave, what do? You throw them out? You say, no, you are not my children anymore. No, my name is on them. Hallelujah. My name is on them. So if they are not walking in the way that I expect them to walk, I will not stop until they are in proper alignment. Because my name is at stake. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. And so is God. If you read the manual, you will see in the manual what the manufacturer say you should not do so that you can get the best out of the appliance. Don't put your phone, don't submerge it under water. Hello? Your phone falls into water. I want Samsung, this kind of phone that they are making. No, you didn't read the manual. Don't let it drop inside water. Hallelujah. There are some watches that are manufactured and they say, this one, don't use it under water. So you know you cannot go to swim and then you are wearing that kind of a watch. Praise the Lord. The Bible is our manual as children of God. That's our manual. When the Bible says, do not fornicate, do not have premarital sex, and you choose to have it, you are wondering why your life is malfunctioning? Somebody broke your heart and left you. Yes, they will. You know what? Why will anybody stay? You gave the milk for free. Why should I buy the cow? Let somebody say, ouch. Do not commit adultery. Then you choose to be unfaithful in your marriage and you are having another relationship with another person in that relationship. You did not follow the manual. The manual says, do not commit adultery. Praise the Lord. If you do what the manual did not ask you to do, the product is already malfunctioning. That's why some of the decisions that we have taken is putting the manufacturer's name in disrepute. For example, why did God create marriage? He is the creator of marriage. Marriage was not created by sociologists. Neither was it invented by psychologists. It was ordained of God himself. Now, whoever
manufacture a product, he's the one that knows how best the product can function. Praise the Lord. He's the one. But many marriages are malfunctioning. God created you to show the whole world an example of what the marriage with the Lamb of God will be like. He wants to reveal his glory. For the Bible says, Jesus, the Lamb of God, is the what? The bridegroom. The church is the bride. Because when all things are wrapped up and we all leave this planet Earth and we're in heaven, there is going to be the marriage of the Lamb, the Bible said in the book of Revelation. When Jesus will take his bride, which is the church. That's why he wants a bride that is without wrinkle and is spotless. Praise the Lord. So when marriages are malfunctioning, it is a bad illustration of the marriage of the Lamb. Can I hear an amen? And many people really do not know this. And that's why I gave you those five questions that you need to know in life. And that should really be your pursuit. Because if you know who you are, then you will discipline your life in alignment with who you are. Glory be to you. If you know what you are here in life to do, you will caution yourself. You will read the manual very well so that you don't malfunction. Hallelujah. Is somebody listening to God today? Ask your neighbor, have you followed the manual? When we begin to suffer all manner of malfunctioning, we should stop questioning God. And questioning his decisions for our lives. As if he made a mistake by manufacturing the product. He did not make any mistake. Hallelujah. He didn't. Everything that you and I need to succeed is inbuilt in the product. You are God's product. Hallelujah. Tell yourself, I am God's product. Open your Bible to Psalm 100 and verse 3. Let's read. Are you there? Brother Bambo, please read. Know all of you that the Lord is God, yes? It is he that has made us. You did not make yourself, yes?
And not we ourselves.
We are his people, uh-huh. And the sheep of his pasture. He said he made us, we didn't make ourselves. So why am I grumbling and complaining about the issues that are in my life? I didn't make myself. He made me. And he said everything that I need to succeed, he has already put it on the inside of me. And if I am malfunctioning, I need to get back to the manual because there is something wrong there. You refer to the manufacturer. There is a portion there in the manual that will say, when something malfunctions, do not do it yourself. Do not try to repair it by yourself. What a lot of us do is we are trying to repair our lives by ourselves. Refer it to the manufacturer. How many of you heard about that Samsung S7? That they said the battery was just catching fire. What happened?
The company recalled all the ones that were sold. Hallelujah. They recalled them. Guess what? It's not even at your own cost. The company takes care of the charge of the recall. Sometimes they give you a new product. And that's why they said there is a guarantee for this. If there is something in it that is not functioning well, and you refer it to the manufacturer, they give you another one. Sometimes it is a warranty that is there, that if something is wrong, we put ourselves forward to repair it, not at a cost to you, but at a cost to us. Why? Because it is for our name's sake. You that you have the Samsung people don't know you. They have not seen you before. They are from Korea. You have never been to Korea before. They have never been to Nigeria before. But you are using their products. Hallelujah. And they recall their product. Not because they saw you. You are so beautiful. Amen. Not because you saw, you see, this person loves God. He's always in church. That's not the reason. No, no, no. It's for their namesake. That's why they recalled it. It's for their namesake. That is why they will repair it. They love their name. It's all that they have. That's why when God created you and I, he said, let us make man in our image. Image, identity, was the first thing that was most important to God. His image. And he would do everything to protect his image. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. We didn't make ourselves. He made us. We are the sheep of his pasture. The shepherd has the responsibility to feed the sheep. Glory be to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. Healing. What did the Bible say? The manual tells us our healing is on him. Amen. Isaiah 53 and verse 5. Isaiah 53 and verse 5. Please quickly read. So you see, it is in your interest and in my interest to read the manual. Yes. What did he say? He was wounded for our transgression, yes? Bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. So my healing is on him. When you are sick, what do you try to do? What a lot of us do with our lives and the situation and the challenge we are facing is we are so good at DIY. Do it yourself. Praise the Lord. He reminds me of Mary, the mother of Jesus, at the wedding in Cana, when they said, oh, there was no more wine for the guests to drink. And the woman told the servants and said, look, whatever that Jesus tells you to do, just do. It's only what he tells you to do that you should do. Don't go DIY. Do it yourself. Hello? Tell your neighbor, don't DIY. Rather, refer to the manufacturer. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. What did he say to us? Trust in the Lord and lean not. What does it say? Trust in the manufacturer of your life. And lean not unto your own understanding. Acknowledge the manufacturer in all your ways. And he will direct your paths. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. There's so many things that we try to do in our own way. It's unfortunate that in our country, in Nigeria now, most of the appliances and equipments that we are using are way above the intellect of people that present themselves as repairers. There is only one repairer of your life. His name is Jesus.
Many people will say, I'm a mechanic, I can do this thing. The intelligence of the car is higher than the intelligence of the mechanic. The mechanic did not go to school. Most cars these days are smart cars. They are all computerized. The electrical engineering that is involved in, it is way beyond anybody's permutation. The roadside mechanic, what you learn from the oga in the place, and you left the place even before freedom. And then people will buy cars for 25 million, 30 million, and go and give it to somebody, a roadside mechanic. No, there's going to be a malfunctioning. A friend of mine took a car to some mechanic somewhere, and inside it, they were looking for something to patch the car. She said it was when she opened it and she saw this tin of pig milk. The tin, the can of pig milk that they used to shock something somewhere there. The guy didn't even know how he can handle the car. Why wouldn't the car malfunction? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There are some cars, they are beautiful, they are pretty, but you cannot use it in our own environment. You know why? The cars are too low, and there are too many floods. A nephew of mine bought a car, beautiful, brand new, Mercedes-Benz. He just went through Sakati Numbu there on a rainy day. He left his house. It was sunny. But by the time he was going back home, there was flood everywhere. He entered the flood. I'm driving a Mercedes. Ah, brand new. You see me?
Eh?
Doing shakara. The car didn't leave the water. They had to tow the car out of there, and that was the end. Because by the time they told him, he needed to change the engine. He said bye-bye to the car. That's the end. Praise the Lord. There are certain things that you don't use. When you are driving a Jeep in Nigeria, it is not luxury. It's a necessity. Our roads are terrible. So because you think that you have enough money to buy Ferrari, you go and buy a Ferrari. Please, you will probably, in fact, I would have said, well, maybe you live around Lekki alone. But you see, Lekki can be dangerous in rainy season. VI is a dangerous place in real torrential rainy season. Because what you probably will need is a canoe. Yeah. Hello, somebody. Otherwise, there will be malfunctioning. Praise the Lord. Wisdom is profitable to direct. It's not about shakara. Necessity is the mother of invention. Amen. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. So, your healing is on him. Your prosperity is on him. Why? He said this in Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. I know the plans that I have for you, the plans to prosper you and not to harm me. So my prosperity is on Jesus. So anything's happening, Jesus, this one is on you. Hello? This one is on you. You promised that I will prosper. It's in your word. I read the manual. Come on, tell your neighbor, read the manual. That's why you think that you need to do DIY, because you didn't read the manual. If you read the manual, you will know that it is not on you, it is on him. So what do? You refer to the manufacturer. Your profiting is on him. Isaiah 48 and verse 17. For I am the Lord God your Father, who teacheth your hand to profit and leadeth you in the way that you should go. Hey, glory be to Jesus. I am going to get there. God is your GPS. I will find my way. I will do everything that I can do. Maybe you are waiting. Yeah, I want to get married. No man is looking at me. Then you do all sorts of things. All your friends are light complexion. You are the only black person there. And you think the reason why they got married was because they were fair in complexion.
So you went to go and take carton of bleaching cream to bleach your skin so that you too, you will be light and you will get it. Let me tell your neighbor, that's DIY. Refer to the manufacturer. Hallelujah. Forget about do it yourself. It doesn't work. Tell your neighbor, it doesn't work. Like my brothers in Ghana will say, it's not working for me. Brother Alex, it's not working. Praise the Lord. Your glory is on him. He guarantees it. Your glory is on him. Your year of glorious manifestation, this is on Jesus. It's not on you. Why? Isaiah 43 and verse 7 says, he said, he has created us for his glory. Do you see? So he brought me here. He made it necessary for me to be here so that he can reveal his glory. So the revelation of that glory is on him. It's not on me. I hope somebody is catching this. Your victory is on him. 1 Corinthians 15:57. He says it. Thanks be unto God who causes us to have victory. Always in Christ Jesus. So he's the one that causes us to have victory. My victory is on him. So it is not about me beating myself up and doing the whole manner of permutations and calculations for me to be victorious. Hallelujah. My victory is on him. All I need to do is to ensure that I follow the manual. And if there is a malfunctioning, then I refer to the manufacturer. Glory be to Jesus. And he has promised, he has guaranteed that victory. With what did he guarantee it? He guaranteed it with the blood of his son. Glory be to Jesus. The blood will deliver for you. The blood of Jesus will speak victory. It will speak peace for you. It will speak deliverance for you. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. So God will do what is necessary. All that is necessary for your success. Why? Because you are his product. And his product can never fail. So he will do all that needs to be done to ensure that you succeed. If you truly want to succeed, then you will plan. Those who fail never plan to succeed. If I ask, I say, how many people want to fail here? You just, anything you lay your hands on, you want to fail. Nobody is going to put up their hands. Everybody wants to succeed. Praise the Lord. But is it everybody that succeeds? Oh, no. Because success comes because you prepare and then you plan to succeed. It just doesn't drop on your laps. Amen. You cannot want to press your clothes, but an iron. Amen? And there is no socket to plug it into. If you want to use electric iron, you must be ensured that electricity is supplied. Either by PHCN or by your generator. Praise the Lord. And if you want to use some electrical appliances, there are some that your, I pass my neighbor, cannot work with. Praise the Lord. Am I right? Sometimes you use something like an iron, you need a bigger generator. I pass my neighbor, cannot do this one. Praise the Lord. So if you are going to succeed, you must plan to ensure you have what it takes for you to succeed. Praise the Lord. Success just doesn't. If you are in school, you do not give your quality time to your studies. And you think by some, definitely it has to be magic that you are relying on. You will just come with some fantastic results. It doesn't. You are a joker. Where would that? You are a thief. You want to steal. It's not going to happen.
You make sure you give it what it demands for you to be successful in life. You read the manual. You follow the manual. Glory be to Jesus. Whatever the instruction is there, you make sure you are following the instruction to the letter.
Then the product will not malfunction. It will deliver success. Praise the Lord.
So God will do everything to ensure your success.
But you must make sure you walk by the manual. And our manual is the Bible. Praise the Lord.
He will recall if there's any problem. He has promised.
He will recall for his namesake. He will promote you for his namesake. He will protect you for his namesake. He will provide for you for his namesake. He will defend you for his namesake. He will renew you for his namesake. He will compensate you for his namesake. He will comfort you for his namesake. He will provide for you for his namesake. He will show up for you for his namesake. He will justify you for his own namesake. God does it to protect his own reputation. Wherever in the Bible that you see that God is doing something for his namesake means his reputation. The scripture, the text that we read today in Psalm 23, in that verse 3, he says it, he leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his namesake. The reason why God saved you, delivered you, redeemed you, and leading you in the path of righteousness, the reason why he wants you to live by the discipline of what is in the manual and not to live outside what is in the manual, he said, it is for my own reputation. As God, I didn't bring you into this world for you to fail. It is not good for my name. Hallelujah. That's why many of us need to really consider the actions, the decisions that we make before we make them. Because God's name is at stake. His mark is on your life. Hallelujah. He didn't save you so that you will continue to malfunction and then for you to fail. He saved you so that you can succeed. Let's rise on our feet. That's all he has done.